time for Black Belt Money and Habits, where we share with you about personal finance and daily habits. Join us each week as we feature financial experts, self-made entrepreneurs, and successful influencers. And now, here are your hosts, Raymond Tan of Black Belt Millionaire and the man behind World of Habits, Dion Uy.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the show. And as always, my name is Raymond, and I'm with my co-host and mentor, Dion Uy.
Hi everyone.
Hi Dion.
Hi Raymond.
Today, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, I believe, will be one of my favorite topics. And we're going to focus on morning habits.
Morning habits. It's a very interesting topic that I know that something that we used to talk about a lot, like what time you're awake and what you usually do in the morning. Can you just give a glimpse back on your morning habits?
Right, of course I can. I would say I have a few different sets of morning habits, depending on whether I am at home in Penang or when I'm traveling to other states or other places for my work or my engagement, my training engagements. So let's start with the one at home in Penang. Normally, I will be going to bed early and so that I can wake up early in the morning. And also it depends on whether I'm preparing the school, I mean my kids for school morning. And I'll just give you a typical weekday, and also maybe I'll just talk about on weekend as well. So on weekday, I will wake up around 5 in the morning. And after waking up, would you like to know about the details or just a general, I would say, activities, Raymond?
I think it's more like just to understand on your daily habits, because I find that your daily habits to be very interesting.
All right. So I wake up around 5 in the morning, and I used to snooze a lot, you know, when I was in the beginning of practicing this early morning habit. But then for the past 3 years, I would say no more snoozing. And I just wake up and the alarm rings. It will be my small watch, digital watch, that I set alarm 5 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes I do wake up very early, but let's say typical day is about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I will just walk down to my study room and I'll just sit down for a while. Then after about 5 minutes, I'll be walking to the kitchen and drink a glass of water, because I believe our body 70% or 80% will be made up of water. So at night, we lose some water when we sleep. We sweat, you know, and we are fasting as well. So early morning, the first thing that goes into the body is very important. I would say water is important to drink. And after drinking water, I will be brushing my teeth. And after brushing my teeth, I will be just reading. It's my quiet time, whereby I'll be reading my Bible app. Because my goal for this year is to finish the Bible, therefore I'm reading the Bible. So every day I have a list of books to read from the Bible. So I just finish the verses as well, then I meditate for a while based on the God's word from the Bible. Then after meditating for a while, I'll be going for my early run. I would say running for at least 30 minutes, but of course there are some friends who are wealth experts or healthy experts. They advise me, Dion, if you can, go for more than half an hour if you really want to maintain and also lose some additional body fats. So now minimum is 30 minutes, and if I am not rushing, then I'll be going for 45 minutes to 1 hour walk. Wow. Yeah. Then after that, I'll be coming back to just while I'm resting, right? I'll be rinsing my headgear, you know, because after sweating, right? So wash a bit, and then I'll be preparing breakfast for my kids, depending on what they want. Sometimes they request for something extra like fried rice or fried noodles in the morning. and I'll be preparing breakfast for my wife as well if I'm in Penang. Then after preparing breakfast, I'll be taking my shower, and while the kids are eating their breakfast, then after shower, I'll be sending the kids to school. And after sending the kids to school, I'll be coming back again to back home, right, to prepare for work. Then while waiting to go to work, at times I just read. Yeah, I read, and I do my very best to read at least 30 minutes a day, catching up on my articles and my ebooks, and also my book that I've bought. This year I bought a few new books which are featured in my website. So I just released a blog just now. The book that I'm reading now, or just finished, about finished, will be the book from Microsoft's CEO, Satya Nadella. The title of the book is Hit Refresh. If you want to know more, please go to my website, worldofhabits.com, to read the some learning from the book that I've captured in the blog. Then after reading, I'll be going to the office. Yeah, office, or I'll be going to training, to conduct training in hotel in Penang, or to the customers or clients' premise to conduct training or coaching. It'll be a full day. Then after that, then come back home in the evening and have dinner with my family. And that's my typical day in Penang.
I think, yeah, talking about the latest post that you just posted on your blog, prior having this recording, I actually did saw, or I did receive like a notification on that as well.
Yeah, that's why I
asked. Do subscribe to Dion's
thank you
blog, worldofhabits.com. Yeah. And just curious, what time do you usually sleep every day?
Well, I do sleep on the normal days. If I don't have any guest coming to my home, normally I'll be sleeping before 10. But today I have my in-laws outside now. They are doing the dishes because I cooked dinner tonight for them. And that's why they're still outside now cleaning up. So if there's guests, right, normally it's around 11. But definitely not more than 12 midnight, because I need my at least 6 hours of sleep to be fresh in the morning. So that's my typical day in Penang. But when I'm traveling, that will be a bit different. Yeah, traveling, I mean, I don't have to do breakfast for my family members, my wife and my two kids. Therefore, normally the same thing, I wake up in the morning, I drink water, right, and in the gym. So that's why when I'm either traveling overseas or out of state, I will ask for if there's a gym. If there's no gym, then I'll be doing some exercise in the room, just simple exercise like push-ups or burpees, you know, just to keep fit, yeah, just to sweat. And of course, I still need to lose, in my opinion, I still need to lose some body fats, yeah, because of all the good food that I've eaten for the past few years, yeah, in training, especially in training. So yeah. I need to really lose, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that the reason why we actually choose morning habits topic to talk about, because recently I did try to adapt on morning habit as well. Usually, yeah, for me personally, I'm not really a morning guy. But I think that because of recently I have like competition coming up, so I do try to like wake up earlier to like do some stretching, a bit of yoga, because I do have like night training, like hard training. So what I'll usually do is like waking up early, like 30 minutes to like 1 hour earlier from my usual time, to actually do a bit of yoga, where I actually find like 15 minutes to 30 minutes yoga to actually follow, or I'll be doing like my own stretching to make sure that my body is like ready for the day.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I do really agree to having some stretching in the morning. In fact, after sweating in the morning, I find that afternoon, especially, you know, that time when you reach about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, before the time when I did this morning routine, in the afternoon I feel very lethargic and tired, and you know, lack of energy. But then again, after doing this morning routine exercise or sweating, and you know, I find it different, and I'm more active. How do you feel? You know, do you feel the same, Raymond?
No, honestly, I feel good. To be honest, I used to think that, you know, I can't really cope like waking up slightly earlier. But I think how I do actually cope from it is like try to sleep earlier. Because last time I used to sleep like maybe around 1, something, 12 something to 1 something. So now I try to, like, the moment I finish my workout, my night workout, yeah, my night training, I go back home, like maybe in 1 hour time or more or less, I'll be sleeping already.
Oh, that's good.
And, one thing I just want to highlight on this as well, because we always talk about our sleeping time, where we talk about sleeping 6 hours or 8 hours a day. So I do track my sleeping recently because I want to make sure that I do have, like, a good sleep. What I did is I used my Fitbit to actually track my sleeping. And usually, even like last night, I slept at 12:50 and I woke up at 8:30. But when I look at the app itself, my sleeping hours is only 6 hours 46 minutes and 57 minutes awake. What I would like to remind and just share on this part is actually, even though we do allocate, like, we sleep from 12 to 6, not necessarily we are having like 6 full hours of sleep. We do have times that we do have, like, we are awake and things like this all. So do have some buffer time.
That's right, that's right. I agree. You know? We don't just fall asleep like a switch, you know, to switch it off like that, right? So normally we will just go into the, you know, the routine, I mean, the flow of winding down. That's why another advice on good habits to practice is that we need to really find time to wind down at night before we sleep. Either, you know, a lot of people nowadays, you know, we have these gadgets and this social media and Facebook, all that, you know, it's not really helping us, or TV. So to me, it's good to wind down by reading or, you know, just planning for the next day. Then at least, you know, then you go and drink some warm water to just cool down a bit and or take a warm shower to have a better sleep at night.
But talking about your morning habits, because you did mention that you snooze previous many years back, you have habits of snoozing it. How do you keep yourself consistent in this?
Well, I do believe in one, I would say, model that I share in most of my sessions in training and in coaching. Sometimes when they, of course, mentoring, not coaching, when the participant or the mentee, they ask for advice, I will normally talk about this ABC model. It's all about awareness before change. When we want to change, we need to have the awareness. Therefore, to me, when I hit the snooze button, it's like, hey, I'm aware that, hey, you know what? If I want to change, I cannot just doing the same old habit. Therefore, to me, I kept reminding myself, it's not easy at first, but then again, it gets easier when you get used to it. Yeah, because that's why it's called habit, right? It becomes automatic by choice, you know, another ABC. So the first ABC is awareness before change. Therefore, we need to be aware. Now, how do we get the awareness is from either your own self-reflection or someone giving you the feedback. Therefore, when you're aware that you need to change, you just have to put into practice deliberate action. You know, you need to be conscious about it at first. And after a while, it becomes unconscious. Like now, nowadays, you know, just when the alarm just rings, I just wake up automatically without hitting the snooze. I just stop the alarm and just wake up from the bed.
And for me, I think that how do I keep myself consistent in this particular part is because I do have, like, either I wake up for work or on weekend, I do have, like, morning training. So I do, it's like, can say that I don't have choice, but it's, personally, I do willing to wake up for the training. So you make the choice. Purely like a commitment for myself to, you know, to wake up for the training. And I think that the morning, and for the morning yoga habit is actually introduced by Kim San, our friend.
Our mutual friend. Fitness expert. He used to be very fit when we were working together from the previous company.
He's still very fit.
Yeah, he is. He is very, very, very disciplined and a very nice guy.
But have you ever missed, like, any days, like, where you feel like, oh, I'm lazy to wake up for that particular day or what? Have you ever missed it?
Definitely, you know, we are just human. Therefore, you know, the days when I'm sick or the days when I'm really, you know, like you said, the quality of sleep. We need to have deep sleep rather than light sleep. You know, sometimes when you don't really feel good or you are overtired, I believe that the quality of sleep will not be as solid or as good as if you have a deep sleep. So let's say that the night before I don't really have a deep sleep, you know, You know, sometimes the rhythm of the body just ran and it's not consistent. Therefore, you know, at times I don't have enough rest. I'll miss it. I will just shift it to, instead of morning exercise, I just shift it to evening exercise or the afternoon when I don't have any classes. Or, you know, sometimes after sending my kids to school, I just stop by the park and I just do a few laps or a few rounds, yeah, to just sweat. The main thing is to keep moving. And of course, when you talk about missing the days or not being consistent, right? To me, the most days that you can miss, don't make it too long or too many days. Make it like, you know, you have to be really get back on track after 2 days. If you miss after 2 days, the third day, the fourth day, then it becomes like procrastination. It becomes like, you know, it's okay, don't do it, it's fine, you know. Then when you realize it, it's like, hey, it has been like a week, you missed it.
Yeah, I agree on that.
Yeah.
Well, it really depends because, you know, adapting to morning habits is not the easiest thing to do.
Right.
Especially for me personally, for me, adapting is quite hard because I have like my 9-to-5 job that I have to work. Mm-hmm. And after work, usually I'll be at gym, like if for conducting class or I'll be like training. So usually the gym closes around 10 something. And by the time I'm home, it's like already 11. So my day is pretty much full packed with that. So sleeping is quite important. And I find that, you know, adapting to this habit might be a bit hard for me. But I think that, like what you said, consistency and just being disciplined actually do help on this.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's one book I'm reading now, and it's by a person by the name of James Clear. The title of the book is Atomic Habits. It's a very good read as well. And of course, it's a combination of what he learned from other authors as well. But what he said is that, you know, the core of habits will be your identity. What identity you have decided to be, you know, when you have decided that you are that person, you are that person who's going to be consistent about it, and you have already decided that that's who you want to be, and automatically it becomes easier and it's part of you because it's from within. It's not any external factors you know, affecting you or reminding you. Of course, when you have a prompt, you have a trigger that helps to keep you on track, but the main thing is the insight. It's always an inside job. That's what he said in the book, which I truly agree with that statement, is your identity. So once you have found your identity, that's the brand, the identity that you want to be, and you automatically you will move towards that direction.
I agree on that, but it's related back to the drive that you have to actually stay consistent on this. But what drives you to actually be so consistent with this? Is it purely like a commitment that you have for your kids, or is purely like a drive that you really have in you?
Yeah, I have set some goals in terms of fitness. You know, I have a few priorities in life, and one of them is health and wellness, so that I can, you know, one of my major or my long-term goals will be being able to see, you know, if my children, both of them, they decided to get married one day, then I want to be there to go for their wedding, and you know, if they decided that I want to play with their kids. Or another thing is that I want to grow old and make sure that they are all independent enough to live their own life. That's why I need to be strong, and also to set as a role model, set a good example for the family, because I do believe that even in the family, our kids, our parents, I mean our wife, is actually looking towards our example. Yeah,
I agree on that. And I think the same thing for me. What drives me right now to be early right now is purely for my competition.
Yes.
And after competition, which is next week itself, I'm not sure that this habit will be there, but I do hope that, you know, I can actually stay consistent and still keep training and keep waking up early to do like my morning yoga and things like this, just to make sure that I'm still fit.
Then join more competition, Raymond. Sign up for the next one.
No, it's pretty tired, to be honest. You know, the time that I spend to train, you know, is quite long.
Definitely. if you want to be successful, there's a price to pay. There's always a price to pay for, you know, for everything that we have decided to do.
I agree. And just for the benefit of our audience out there,
Yes.
Any advice to share with them on how to be consistent with their morning habits?
Yeah. What I've learned from a few, I would say, authors, professors, right? The main thing is that all of us, we have motivation. I would like to give the credit to Dr. BJ Fogg from Stanford University. This is what I've learned from him in terms of his behavior change model. Well, according to the model or the formula for behavior change, B is for behavior, right? It's equals to MAP. M is for motivation. In fact, all of us, we have the motivation to change. All of us, we want to be better. You know, we have the drive. We have the want, I would say, intention to be better. And we all have the motivation. So that's M. And A stands for ability. In fact, we have the ability to do it. And when the task or the, I would say, effort is a lot, you know that it's too big for you, then you need to chunk it down so that you have a better ability. It's easier to do it. Therefore, you won't be able to miss it. Yeah. So ability is there. Motivation is there. The last part of it will be the prompt. So what's prompting you? What's the trigger that triggers you to start doing? And to keep yourself consistent and, you know, to keep going in terms of discipline, again, you need to look at your own identity. So who do you want to be? What is your end in mind? Well, of course, I can preach all this, and while sharing this with you, it's also a reminder to myself that I need to do it as well consistently. It's never easy. Like just now Raymond shared, you know, to go for this competition, he really trained really hard, and it's really, you know, not easy. So that's the price to pay. So whenever we have decided, you know, on certain things that we want, we truly have to pay the price. Like for now, I'm going through a 90-day program to lose some body fats and also to stabilize my weight. Therefore, you know, I got to pay the price when it comes to food. I can't really enjoy the food that I used to eat, you know, Raymond? How about you? Do you have any advice for our listeners out there, Raymond?
Yeah, before I go for the advice, you know, talking about food, I do have like a bit of weight that I have to lose. So now I'm trying to go clean as well for the next few days prior my competition. So hopefully I think I'm able to make weight for sure. But, you know, like what you said, there's a price to pay. So the price for me to go for this competition, I have to eat clean, train hard, and make sure that, you know, I'm able to like be present for the competition.
Yeah.
And for my side, I think that just to echo on what you mentioned earlier on, I think that you need to have the motivation.
Yeah.
And you need to know like what is the reason you actually do that. Because, you know, some people do wake up early in the morning and they're like dreading to work.
Yeah.
That is not a good motivation to be very honest. You know, it's like, oh, another day of working. You know, if you feel that way, you know, that's not really something that you want to do anymore.
Right.
So it really depends on the drive that you actually have. So you need to have the motivation and you need to have like the purpose and the drive. Yeah. And then I think that the habits will definitely stay there.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you, Raymond. And in fact, what you mentioned just now, right, on the drive and on the motivation, suddenly you just prompted me or triggered me on another topic that we can actually cover for another day for our listeners out there on passion project. So a lot of people, you know, when it comes to job, it's not easy to find a job that you are really passionate with. If it is a job that you're passionate with, it's like a bonus. So therefore, I believe we can actually have another topic on passion project. Yeah, another interesting topic that we can share with the listeners out there.
Agree on that. I'm actually writing it down so I can we can further have discussion on this matter.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always a pleasure to actually have you here to share your knowledge with our listeners out there. I think that with your knowledge, we'll definitely able to benefit them on all the habits and how can we further improve.
Right, it's a journey that we can venture together. And in fact, talking with you, and I've learned a lot as well, Raymond, to remind myself to be consistent. So I believe we can be accountability partners, and we keep motivating each other to be the best version of ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. And of course, we do have like time to time where we do catch up on our journey, like how we actually progress in each of our career. And I think that it's good.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And thank you so much for your time, Dion. And personally, I do look forward for next session with you again.
Yeah, thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for joining us this week on Black Belt Money and Habits. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Spotify so you never miss any episode. If you find value in this show, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes. And feel free to share it with your friends and family.